Good morning, everyone. In this video, I'm going to show how to implement a network connectivity check by using plugins for Xamarin Forms. The benefit is writing a few lines of code in the PCL project instead of writing platform-specific code in the Android, iOS, and Windows projects. So let's start by creating a new Xamarin Forms application using the blank XAML app, Xamarin.Forms portable project template. Let's click OK. I will just select a minimum version for Windows 10. I'm fine with the highest available. Okay, now let's right-click the solution name in Solution Explorer and then Manage NuGet Packages for Solution. Let's click Browse. And then we will search for Xamarin.Forms plugin called Connectivity Plugin. Xam.plugin is the typical name that people use to name plugins for Xamarin Forms. Let's select the Xaml.plugin.connectivity item in the NuGet packages list. Then let's select all the projects and then let's click Install. Let's accept all the changes. And here we go. We must make sure that the NuGet package is installed at the solution level, not just to a single project. Okay. So let's go to the code behind for the main page.xaml file. Of course, you are totally free to implement this connectivity check in a totally different page. We have to add a using directive for the plugin.connectivity namespace. Again, you are totally free to implement the connectivity check in the best place for you. We will going to override a method called onAppearing. This method is called once the page is actually appearing on the device. We can check for the availability of a network connection by using a singleton class called CrossConnectivity that is exposed by the connectivity plugin. So we can say if not CrossConnectivity.current, this is the instance of the singleton class, is connected. This code means if there is no internet connection, let's send an error message to the end user. Let's make this async. And then we can write just an error message. Display alert, error. Check for your connection. And OK. With this extremely simple code, you are able to check if a network connection is available. The CrossConnectivity class also exposes an event that you can subscribe to intercept connectivity changes. So, I'm going to show how to use this. This is called CrossConnectivity.current.connectivityChanged. Let's create an event handler for this. As you can see, the event handler takes an argument of type connectivity changed event args. This class exposes a property called isConnected that you can use like this. Or better, if not connected. Let's send an error message to the end user. And we have to make this async. Okay, so again, with a very few lines of code, you have been able to intercept a network connectivity change and send the proper message to the end user. We can try this on the emulator. I am using the Android emulator for this. Let's wait for the app to start. Okay, we can use the network simulation tool. We can select cellular and then we can select no network. Let's refresh. And as you can see, the cross connectivity class has been able to raise the connectivity changed event, which is very useful to communicate this kind of information to your end user. Okay. Let's stop the debugger. So I hope you really enjoyed this video, because using plugins can really save you a lot of time by avoiding the need of writing platform-specific code anytime. Thank you for watching.